This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 17, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's popular but delayed 787 Dreamliner program is getting a new general manager. Boeing Commercial Airplanes President and CEO Scott Carson has named Pat Shanahan Vice President and GM of the program, effective immediately. Shanahan moves over from his role as VP of Missile Defense Systems at Boeing Integrated Defense and succeeds Mike Baer, who will become Vice President of Business Strategy and Marketing for Commercial Airplanes. Both changes are effective immediately. Carson referred in his announcement of the change to Shanahan's proven track record, having led both the 757 and 767-400ER programs before moving to Integrated Defense Systems in 2002. Quote, he knows how to deliver results, understands our customers and their requirements, and has the leadership skills to get the job done, unquote. The revocation of AMI Jet Charter's Part 135 operating certificate by the Federal Aviation Administration has drawn an angry response from Jim Coyne, president of the National Air Transportation Association. In a letter to NATA members, Coyne says NATA has worked very closely with FAA safety officials since operational control concerns arose in the wake of the Challenger 604 accident at Teterboro Airport in February of 2005. Quote, these attorneys have essentially derailed the operations of one of the biggest and best Part 135 certificate holders in the country for reasons other than safety. NATA believes that this action against AMI is driven more by arrogance and a failure to understand how Part 135 is different from Part 121 than by true concerns about the safety of operations conducted on AMI aircraft, unquote. AMI Jet Charter had an enviable safety record and held the platinum rating of the Aviation Research Group, an independent rating agency. Airbus corporate parent Eads appears near an announcement of delays in another development program, this time for the A400M military transport. European media sources have been reporting that EPI, an engine consortium including Rolls-Royce and companies from France, Germany, and Italy, was behind in work on the TPM 400 turboprop engine, which will power the A400M. Eads has reportedly budgeted €352 million, or about $500,000 U.S., for costs related to delays. The company recently acknowledged that assembly of the first plane had slipped from this year's first quarter to August, and the first flight into sometime in the middle of next year. When life hands you lemons, emerge from Chapter 11 on Afterburners. Delta Airlines has announced that the third quarter produced pre-tax income of $363 million on $5.2 billion in operating revenue. That's the highest quarterly revenue number in the company's history. Delta also paid down $1 billion in debt during the third quarter alone, and the 2007 profit-sharing kitty, which will be distributed to employees, now stands at $160 million. But more lemons are likely on the way. Delta's going to have to eventually enter contract renewal talks with its unions, which historically are unimpressed with big corporate profits. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The NTSB issues recommendations following an overrun accident in Chicago. Eclipse's Vern Rayburn says no way to rumors about Columbia. And China wants to be our partner in space. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Rich Belser, who until March of this year was Columbia Aircraft's VP for sales. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.